Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little different, like a recording I made or a story or a joke, and I have really more like two wombats tonight. Oh, I call those things wombats, the odd things. And that's where the name of my show comes from, Wombats and Music. The first number tonight is by a group called Apollo's Fire. They are quite a varied group. They're sort of a classical bass, but they play everything from old-timey to country to jazz, whatever. This particular one is called Cluck Old Hen and Whiskey Before Breakfast, both of which are well-known fiddle tunes, and they do quite a number with it. They use flute, a harpsichord, a cello, and a hammered dulcimer. How's that for variety? So here's Apollo's Fire with Cluck Old Hen and Whiskey Before Breakfast. That's two songs combined.
My old hen, she's a good old hen. She lays eggs for the railroad men. Sometimes one, sometimes ten. She lays enough eggs for the railroad men. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. She ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and shout. She can't lay an egg cause she can't get it out.
Just heard Cluck Old Hen and Whiskey Before Breakfast by Apollo's Fire. Next up is For a Long While by Colter Wall. It's a gentle song and I like it a lot. I play it every chance I get.
Old guitar, I've told it far. Oh, she's sometimes out of tune. She earns her keep each time she speaks in the dance halls and bar rooms. There ain't an hour that old wildwood flower don't procure a little smile. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. It never fails, and the world ails you, throws you to the ground. some old song forgotten long ago comes back around, picks you up, dusts you off in an old analog style. Guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Laid my head on feather beds and a pallet on the floor. Blood contest, my best night's rest, all those work days full of chores. For any man that works his hands knows true reward and trial. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Restlessness and breathlessness can creep in over time. And things get slow, you got to go hear that highway whine. The more you roam, you'll long for home with every passing mile. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while.
That was For a Long While by Colter Wall. And now we have an early wombat. I usually put wombats off till later in the show so they won't shock you, but here comes one. This is The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart, which I have played by the original song by Randy Travis, but I and a group of friends recorded it. So this is me singing lead and my friends doing the harmony and the different instruments. I start the song off by plucking a few notes on the banjo.
From the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like it's stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing. Its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, got to talk it out until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this. It hurts too much. I stone, you have to come and throw to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart.
That was The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Harry Baia and Friends. The next song is a story of ambition and sometimes hard times. It's called 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton. It's about Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of people go there hoping to become country music stars. And of course, most of them can't make it. This is the story of all the people trying. Apparently 16th Avenue is where they go to be recorded, one of the centers of this activity. It sounds like a little bit of a sad tune to me.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with Foleon in a $100 car. One time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born to money, they never had to say survive, and others swing a 9-pound hammer just to stay alive. White and black and blue, they've all dialed a phone collect to home from 16th Avenue. Oh, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words roll off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. Yeah, it looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet, but a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. 'Cause they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms, they walk away from everything just to sing for me and you.
Lacey J. Dalton singing 16th Avenue. Cajun music has an utterly unique ambience, something about it you know right away when you hear a Cajun song. I'm not sure what it is. Part of it's the rhythm, but there are some that are currently Cajun that don't have that much rhythm. But this one does. This is You Won't Be Satisfied by Cajun Revival.
I was ready.
Satisfied, performed by Cajun Revival. Here comes another one of my favorite songs these days that I play as often as I can. It's called Sweet Afton. The words in this song are from a poem by the Scottish poet Robert Burns, and this poem was written in 1791. The song you're going to hear is performed by a group called Nickel Creek.
Thank you. through the glen, all ye wild whistling blackbirds in yon thorn den. Thou green crested lapwing, thy screaming forbear, oh, I charge you disturb not my slumbering fair. Oh, how lofty, sweet Afton, thy neighboring hills, far marked with the courses of clear winding rills. There daily I wander as noon rises high. Oh, my flocks and my Mary's sweet God in my eyes.
Afton, recorded by Nickel Creek. Here comes the second wombat of the day. This is a hymn called Beautiful City, sung by an acquaintance of mine, Marge Steiner, for an audience. And the audience starts singing with her quite a bit. And the guy on the guitar is Andy Cohen. He does a wonderful job on the guitar. This is Beautiful City, sung by Marge Steiner.
Hey.
Yeah.
Beautiful City, sung by Marge Steiner and an audience of friends. It's time for a station break. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs that I hope reach out and grab you, at least some of them. And also put in an occasional different kind of thing, which I call a wombat. And today we've had two wombats. But we're going to move on with the show. And here comes the next song.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy he wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Callous hands told the story for the small town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam. And he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Finally death came calling for this small town southern man. He said it's alright, cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am. Cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam. And he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
That was Small Town Southern Man, sung by Alan Jackson. Next up is kind of something I would teach to a class of beginning banjo players. The song is June Apple, very popular among banjo players. And what's going to happen is, this is going to show the difference between clawhammer, what clawhammer banjo sounds like, and three-finger picking. They're very distinct styles. The first half is one style, and the second half is the other. So the trick is to see if you can hear the difference. But also, these banjo songs, like most of the folk music that I've dealt with, have an A part and a B part. And the normal way it's played is the banjo player will play the A part, then the B part, then the A part, then the B part, as many times as you want. But little pairs, all always A and B parts. So when you start off, you might listen for the A and B parts. A few notes, and those notes repeat, then another set of notes, and they repeat, then back to the first set. And as you go through, you might listen for the, see if you can learn that tune up in your head so you kind of know a little bit what's coming on the next note. It makes it kind of interesting. So this is June Apple, first played in clawhammer style, and then played in three-finger style.
June Apple. Thank you.
heard June Apple, first in clawhammer style and then in three-finger picking style on the banjo. The next song is by Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer was a musician and songwriter who performed with the piano. He played the piano and sang, that to be the whole act, in the 60s, very popular. He was also a math professor at MIT, Harvard, and University of California, Santa Cruz. He had been a child prodigy and a real strong mathematician. However, he got to writing these funny, silly songs. They became so popular, it began to take a lot of his time. He eventually stopped doing it so he could devote his time to mathematics. But while he did it, he did some great songs. This is one of them. It's called We Will All Go Together When We Go. And I won't warn you about it except to say it's a little morbid. We Will All Go Together When We Go by Tom Lehrer.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm. And we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes uranious, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
That was We Will All Go Together When We Go, sung by Tom Lehrer. The next song is You Can't Stop the Changes by the infamous String Dusters. There's some wonderful music in here, and the solo parts in particular are just outstanding. And this has one of the best fiddle parts I've heard in a long time. Infamous String Dusters with You Can't Stop the Changes.
One, two, ready, yeah. changes, and I don't know why you try. So let the song keep playing, playing till I die.
Stop the Changes by the infamous String Dusters. The next song on the show today is Neon Light by Blake Shelton.
There's a neon light at take a shot of I don't care what you're doing now. Chase that one with a cold screw you. When that's done, I just might wash it down with a big picture of someone new. That blonde, blonde, blonde at the bar, bar, bar. See if she wants to try and unbreak my heart. Just before the dawn gets kissed by the daybreak, got down on my knees and I prayed, prayed, prayed for a sign, sign, sign. Now there it is in the window. It's about time, damn time. There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel. It ain't all that bright, but even though it's subtle, it's got me feeling all right.
Neon Light by Blake Shelton. Next up is Classified by C.W. McCall.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bed and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, is this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times to wipe my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. The Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up in back of the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says Vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oil or rag. Use a nail starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she's cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? It says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal, sign here. I'll go get the title and the can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in, bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and County 12, took two full quarts, 40-weight oil, just get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out, and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard, and where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye.
Classified by C.W. McCall, and the last song on the show today is You Were On My Mind by the Wee Five.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. You
got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Came home again, but I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind.
Yeah,
I got trouble, oh, oh. I got worry, oh, oh. I got
You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, and we're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music comes on at 7 on Monday nights and 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. It's closing time on the show, and I want to invite you to join me in celebrating. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.